Hastings College women's basketball is on the air. We begin each game day with the Jeff Dittman pregame show, brought to you by Vaughn's Printers at 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Now, here's the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Sports Director Mike Will.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Hastings College basketball this afternoon on 1230 KHIS. Back at home today at the Osborne Sports Complex, Hastings getting set to take on Dakota Wesleyan in a women's men's basketball doubleheader. Women's game up first as we spend a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Jeff Dittman. And coach, entering the final ball game of the regular season under the GPAC tournament next week, how do we prepare the gals to get ready for this final stretch?
Well, we tried to stress again the importance of the home court and that we want to give our fans something good to finish the season on. We're looking at the postseason tournament, trying to get going on a little bit of a roll. I reminded them that it was just 2 years ago when we went into the national tournament. We were ranked 18th in our seeding out of 32 teams, and we ended up, got a little hot in the tournament and ended up playing for the national championship. So they've got a lot to do. They've got a lot they can play for. Now it's in their hands.
Hastings taking on Dakota Wesleyan here this afternoon. Naturally, the season has not gone the way we expected it to go this year. Have you been able to pinpoint the exact problem, I guess, with this basketball team?
Well, maybe not the exact problem, but statistically, if you look at our scoring in the first 6 weeks versus the basically since January 1st, the Sterling game, we had a run there. We won 4 out of 5 right before that time. And since that time, we've just fallen off the table with our three-point shooting. And so that's the big part of where we went from averaging 85 points a ball game down to a lot of 62 and 64-point games in the last 5 weeks. So, like I said, I don't know that you can pinpoint it, but our defense has improved statistically. Our rebounding, we've really become dominant at that. We're number one in the conference in both offensive and defensive rebounding, but our shooting has really fallen off.
And the strange thing is, we're still playing with the same players as we did at the beginning of the season, too.
Well, we've given a lot of people opportunities, and whatever that virus is that's affecting our jump shot, it seems to be team-wide, and it hasn't really made a lot of difference who we plugged in. It's one of those things that when it goes bad, it goes bad, and when it comes back, it will magically come back, and somebody will hit a couple of them, and then the next person will hit one, and then all of a sudden, we'll have 7 or 8 or 9 again, which is what we did early in the season. We've had a lot of ball games where we've had only 1 or 2 3-point shots in the course of the entire game by the entire team, and that's really been our downfall.
Had a week to get ready for Dakota Wesleyan. We played last Saturday, did not have the midweek game. Was all the preparation this week on Dakota Wesleyan, or did we peek into the GPAC tournament next week?
No, it pretty much was, number one, taking a rest on Monday night it was actually Tuesday night. A lot of ball games, a lot of travel. We've been up in the Iowa range the last 2 weekends in a row, so a lot of road time, and tried to get our legs back underneath us. Then, pretty much all of Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, we spent with the Dakota Wesleyan's high-low game, making sure we knew what we were doing, how we were going to defend it. And again, back to a lot of offensive work, a lot of fast break work, seeing if we can get up to 70 points, 75 points, which if you go back and look at our scoring over the last 2 months, if we'd scored 70 points, we'd have 9 more wins.
I like the way statistics pan out here toward the end of the season. I lost to Dort 74-52 a week ago, but in that ball game did a lot of nice things, just not consistently enough.
I liked, again, a lot of things we did. It was one of those rare games this year where I felt like, the officiating was a little tough on us. They got to the free throw line 20 more times than we did, and I didn't think we were playing defense a lot different than our opponents. Now that being said, not blaming the officials for the ball game, but it was one of those frustrating afternoons where we thought we did a lot of things pretty well. We just kept putting them on the free throw line, and they got those uncontested shots. And other than that, we had more field goals, we had more 3-point shots, we out rebounded them. Pretty much every stat, when you looked across the stat chart, we were ahead of. That was a key one, though.
Quincy King, pretty good ball game. Came off the bench, scored 11 points. She had 3 3-pointers, maybe opened up our 3-point shooting a little bit.
Yeah, it was. And Quincy's been one of those exactly in this trend of a big night one night, and then the next night she's 0-for-4. And so we're kind of like a thermostat. We're really up and we're really down. And unfortunately, we haven't been able to catch on fire at all. And now, that being said, I think we had a good week of practice this week. So I'm really looking forward to this game to see how we will play because, in fact, the other night in practice, we scored, I think, on 11 out of 12 possessions. And we kind of all laughed and said, geez, we haven't done that for a while.
All right, it's Dakota Wesleyan in here to take on Hastings this afternoon. We'll come back and talk about the Tigers as our pregame show continues after this.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Back with Hastings College women's basketball coach Jeff Dittman, Hastings and Dakota Wesleyan here this afternoon at the Osborne Sports Complex. We see a team today, coach, that has not had a lot of success. They are 6-23 on the season, 2-15 in the GPAC. Looks like they got the same sort of problems we have, and that's a scoring point.
You know that, and again, if you look at those scores, they've had a lot of close ball games. They've played a lot of people down to 1 and 2 possessions, and their ball team, just like we are, I'm sure they're shaking their heads after a number of their ball games going that game. Surely could have went the other way. New coach there, getting adjusted to a new system, a lot of new players. So they're one of those teams that, and as you've watched the game, early in the year they were getting beat by 20 and 30 points. In the last month, 5 weeks, they played a lot of teams down to 2 and 3 points.
No reason for our team to be overconfident governing this bunch, is it?
Well, I think overconfidence would be an odd ailment for us to have right now. But I think you're going to see two teams that are probably very good on the defensive end that are going to play very hard against each other. It's which one is going to get any kind of offense rolling.
They don't score a whole lot. 62.6 is their scoring average on the year, but they got the number one three-point shooter as far as the 3 points made in the conference. That's Amanda Hart.
You know, she kind of, and interestingly enough, she comes in off the bench for them. She's not one of their starters. They have a 6-foot post player who shoots 52% from the 3-point lines and is a pretty talented young lady. So they're going to give us some interesting matchups. They're going to force our post to go out and guard the 3-point line, which is one of the things, you know, Alicia and Laurel and Ray don't like to do a lot. We're going to play some zone against them at times and see if we can go big on them, because you get by the 1 6-footer, then there are a lot of 5'9"s in their lineup, and so we'll see if we can use a little bit of a power game against them and create some offense for ourselves that way.
Pritchard, Lamb, a couple of girls that are averaging double figures. I think those are the two girls you're referring to inside. So Hastings will have their hands full inside. Like you said, we're going to pull the post players away from the basket a little bit today, which is always a big concern.
Yeah, and that's why we're looking at playing the zone as well. We want to go big against them, you know as well as I do, you've watched our post players. They get a little nervous as soon as somebody starts getting outside that 3-point line, and I'm a little concerned that she'll have a big game. She is their best percentage-wise 3-point shooter on the team.
So what are the keys to the ball game for us today?
Well, I think number one is how we defend the 3-point line. Number two is, can we get our inside game going, really get a lot of high-low. We're going to start Raylene today for two reasons. Number one is senior day, and this is her last ball game to play. And number two, we're going to go with the triple post lineup, basically, with her and Alicia and Melissa. And two of those three should have a height advantage on their people and see if we can get a power game going.
So despite all the games we have played this year, we come down to our final regular season game, and yeah, coaches still tinker with the lineup a little bit, huh?
Well, again, when you're scoring 62 and 64 a game, you got to keep trying, and that's what we've talked about, is that we're not going to quit until the last buzzer goes off and the season ends for us. We'll keep adjusting. We've put a couple of new things in to hopefully take advantage of the switching that they do on their defense, and so we're going to go down swinging.
All right, good to start.
Thank you.
That's Jeff Dittman, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around. Starting lineups and the play-by-play description coming up. Hastings and Dakota Wesleyan today on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the Jeff Dittman Pregame Show, brought to you by Vaughn's Printers. For envelopes, letterheads, brochures, business cards, newsletters, and forms, see Vaughn's Printers at 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings. Stay tuned for Bronco Basketball. Next up on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Scores, stories, schedules, sports photos. Follow the Hastings and area high school teams and athletes and the Hastings College Broncos in the Hastings Tribune. And online, hastingstribune.com. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, go to hastingstribune.com.
Hastings College Play-by-Play is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics.
Complex Lynn Ferrell Arena. We've got basketball action for you here today on 1230 KHAS. Dakota Wesleyan, Hastings College women's men's basketball doubleheader. Women's game is up first. The Broncos are sitting at 11-17 on the season. They're 4-13 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Dakota Wesleyan at 6-23. They are 2-15 in the conference. Ball game is just now getting underway. Here's a short shot off of the right baseline by Dakota Wesleyan. It's no good. Rebounded by Hastings. Broncos and Dakota Wesleyan just underway this afternoon at the Osborne Sports Complex. Hastings shooting to our basket to our left. And now here's a traveling violation called on Melissa Thompson. Hastings going with a little bit different lineup today. Sophia McDermott, Brittany Wong, Melissa Thompson, Raylene Bushow, and Alicia Stadler getting a start on Seniors Day here on the college campus. Liz Lamb going for Dakota Wesleyan with Michaela Erickson, Kenzie Dvoracek, also Brittany Hills, and also Brittany Pritchard in the ball game here for the Tigers. So Dakota Wesleyan has got the ball. Hastings College will be in a man-to-man defense here to start off the ball game. Hills goes out on top, pounds it inside now to a Pritchard. Back down on the baseline to Hills. Back out on the wing. Three-pointers put up there and in. Brittany Pritchard gets Dakota Wesleyan on the scoreboard, and the Tigers out on top 3-0 on a three-pointer by Brittany Pritchard for Dakota Wesleyan. The Tigers are near the bottom of the conference in about every offensive statistical category here, but they hit a three-pointer to get things started. Here's Bushow going down low to Stadler, and she has the ball knocked out of her hands. Dakota Wesleyan has lost their last 9 ball games in a row. They have got 2 wins so far in the conference over Midland at 82-80, and also they beat Concordia 103-97. Both at home there in Mitchell. That game was in overtime. Here's a feed and down to Raylene Bushow. Her shot's going to be partially deflected, and the ball is brought out there by Dakota Wesleyan. Tigers have the ball. Hills comes back the other way for the Tigers, dressed in their blue uniforms here this afternoon, trimmed and lettered in the white. There's a bounce pass to the right side. Dvoracek has got the ball. She works against Melissa Thompson over here. Two-handed pass goes out top. It's going to be deflected away by Wong, and the ball is picked up here by Alicia Stadler. Stadler gets the ball now back to the forecourt as they get to Wong, as Hastings will set up against the Dakota Wesleyan man-to-man defense. Sophia McDermott to Thompson, drops it off down low. It's off of the fingertips of Stadler, out of bounds. A turnover, Hastings. The Broncos are averaging 19 turnovers per ball game so far this season. They forced 15 on the other end. Here comes Kim Johnson into the ball game now for Dakota Wesleyan, replacing Erickson. So Johnson into the ball game now for DWU. Johnson on the season is averaging right at 8 points per ball game coming off of the bench. He's a 5'11" freshman out of Sioux Falls. 3-0 is the score. The Tigers have the lead early in the ball game here in Hastings. Here's the ball poked away. It's into the backcourt, picked up by McDermott. She grabs it, shoots, and scores. Sophia McDermott knocks the ball away, tips it into the backcourt, and then takes it to distance and scores. And now we've got a timeout. Dakota Wesleyan wants to call a timeout. 17:34 to play here in the first half. We'll take a break. Dakota Wesleyan 3, Hastings 2.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Ferrell Arena this afternoon, Hastings College and Dakota Wesleyan. This is the final regular season game for each of these teams. GPAC postseason tournament gets underway next week. Here's a feed down low. Shot taken by Johnson, no good. Rebound by Raylene Bushow of Hastings. Bushow goes to the far sideline out of McDermott, pulls up inside the three-point circle, drives the ball to the hole. Her shot is up there, no good. Rebound Stadler, follow shot, no good, and the ball tipped out of bounds. Hastings, the best rebounding team in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Right there, we had a second chance with Alicia Stadler, but she could not connect right in front of the hole. 17-13 to play here in the first half. Dakota Wesleyan with a 3-2 lead over Hastings in women's college basketball here this afternoon. Here's a Wong playing the ball in, out to McDermott. Fakes the three, dribbles inside in the lane. Her short jumper is up there and in. Sophia McDermott with a couple of field goals for Hastings, and the Broncos go out on top now by the score of 4-3 in the basketball game. First lead of the contest now for Hastings College. Coming back the other way is going to be Brittany Hills. Goes to Pritchard. Down to the baseline. Here's a short jumper. It's up there. No good by Liz Lamb. And the rebound is brought down by Raylene Bushow. To the near sideline now to Brittany Wong. Wong hustles into the forecourt. Top of the key. That's going to be Bushout. Now to McDermott. Free throw line extended right side. McDermott dribbling on the ball. Takes it to the top of the key. Leads it over here to Brittany Wong. Wong trying to penetrate inside. Stops. Goes to the free throw line. Stadler's shot is up and in. Alicia Stadler steps away from the basket and scores from the free throw line. And the Broncos go out on top now by a score of 6-3 here in the ballgame. 16:25 to play here in the first half. Brittany Hills with the ball. Goes inside the free throw circle to Kim Johnson. Down in the corner to Lamb. Lamb fires up a three-pointer way off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Stadler. Outlet pass goes to the far sideline. To McDermott drives the ball to the basket. Shot is up there. Rims off. No good. Battle for the rebound. It's going to be grabbed here by Dakota Wesleyan underneath the Hastings basket. Brittany Pritchard gets the ball ahead to Lamb. Lamb down to Amanda Hart, who's a great outside shooter for Dakota Wesleyan. They're 3-point ace out here. She hammers the ball inside there to a Kim Johnson. Johnson takes it back outside to Brittany Pritchard. Hands the ball away. That's a Liz Lamb dribbling right to left across the free throw line. Now loses control of the ball and goes out of bounds. It's going to be Dakota Wesleyan basketball. We mentioned Amanda Hart. She is number one in the conference in the number of three-pointers made this week in the conference. Not percentage-wise, but the total number. She's well over 70. She's hitting 34% of her three-point tries, and she's into the ball game now for Dakota Wesleyan. 6-3 is the score. Hastings with an early three-point lead here over the Tigers. There's Duranchek, who's back into the ball game now. Kenzie Duranchek for Dakota Wesleyan comes out to a Taylor Piper, who's into the ball game, and now we got a shot clock violation. Dakota Wesleyan just lost track of time there. The ball was deflected out of bounds. They played it in over there underneath the basket, and then they lost track of the time of the shot clock, and time expires, so a shot clock violation of the Tigers. That's going to be their third turnover in the ball game. Hastings with the early lead, 6-3 is the score. Here's Quincy King into the ball game now for Hastings. She had 3 three-pointers a week ago at Dort and scored 11 points. Hastings pounds the ball inside right off of the fingertips of Stadler out of bounds. The pass came in from the wing on the right side by Sophia McDermott right off of the fingertips of Alicia Stadler out of bounds. Second turnover now on Hastings in the ballgame. 15:24 to play here in the first half. We're at the Osborne Sports Complex back at home after Hastings has been on the road for the past 3 ballgames. 6-3. The Broncos have the lead. Dakota Wesleyan back with the ball. Here's Taylor Piper as she works out here against Sophia McDermott. Comes over here on the wing to Amanda Hart. Back out between the rings again to Piper. Drives the ball down the lane. Dishes off down there to Erickson. Erickson tries to put up a shot and can't do it. Back out to Piper. Now the ball knocked loose. We got a jump ball called over there. And the arrow is pointing in favor of Dakota Wesleyan, so the Tigers will maintain control. Johnson back in. Brittany Hills back in now for Dakota Wesleyan. Also coming back in will be Liz Lamb. Dakota Wesleyan, a team that is averaging 62 points per ball game on offense, which is 10th in the conference out of the 12 teams. They give up 75.5 on the defensive end. That is dead last in the GPAC. 6-3 is the score here. Hastings with a 3-point lead just underway. Here's a Duranchek with the ball. Her shot from 17 is up there. It's off the mark. No good. And again, the shot clock expires. They got that shot away, but it did not hit the rim. It hit to the right side of the glass. So another shot clock violation there on Dakota Wesleyan. That's 4 turnovers on the Tigers. And Hastings will come back the other way. 6-3 is the score. Hastings out on top. There's Laurel Zwiener into the ball game now for Hastings with the ball to Courtney Spahn. Out on top now to McDermott. Takes the ball to the elbow. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the ball ripped out of there by Dakota Wesleyan. Michaela Erickson with a rebound. Gets it away now to Brittany Hills into the forecourt to Liz Lamb. Down in the corner of the right side. Picked up by Courtney Spahn. Back out on top. Here's a Duranchek. She throws up a three-pointer. Her shot's going to be an air ball. Rebounded by Johnson. Comes out to Duranchek again. Down to Lamb on the wing. Dribbles inside. Kicks it down on the baseline to Kim Johnson. Johnson comes over here to Hills. Now to Lamb. Lobs it back out here in the 3 points here. It's way to Johnson. 3 seconds, 2 seconds on the shot clock. Here's a three-pointer put up there at the end, at the end of the shot clock. Michaela Erickson throws up a three ball for Dakota Wesleyan, and the Tigers have come back to tie the score. 6-6 is the score now at the 14-minute mark of this first half. Here's Courtney Spahn with it on the wing on the left side. Spahn comes out on top to King. King dribbles it to the wing on the right side, holds it. Now to Alicia Stadler. She puts up a shot from 17, won't go. Zwiener had the rebound, lost it, picked up by Spahn, but now she's called for being out of bounds. Dribbles the ball out of the bounds, so it's going to be Dakota Wesleyan basketball. Other games going on in the conference today. Midland is playing at Briar Cliff. Nebraska Wesleyan at Morningside. Concordia is playing at Mount Barney. Dakota Wesleyan here against Hastings and Doan against Dort, all getting underway at 2 o'clock and 4 o'clock, respectively, for the women's and men's game. And then tonight, Sioux Falls will play Northwestern. They're playing later, 6:30 and 8:30, because of a wrestling qualifier in Orange City this afternoon. We're tied up at 6 points apiece Here's a Pritchard right in front of the basket. Her shot is up there. It's no good, and a traveling violation is called. Dakota Wesleyan wanted a foul in there. They did not get it. Instead, a traveling violation called on Pritchard. That's going to be the fifth turnover already on the Tigers here in the ballgame. They averaged 19 on the season, and they forced 14 on the opposite end. 6-6 is the score. Here's a pass by McDermott. Comes inside. It's right through the fingertips of Zwiener. It is taken out of there now by Lamb. That's the third turnover on Hastings here in the ballgame. Lamb comes out top now to Erickson. Feeds it to the free throw line to Johnson. Johnson on the right side of the lane. They get it to a Taylor Piper. Dribbles into the lane. Now tries to dump it away and does to Kim Johnson. She chases it down on the far sideline. Comes out between the rings again to Piper. We're down to 9 seconds to go on the shot clock again. Piper dribbles it down the right side of the lane. Goes for the hole. Shot to be blocked down by Zwiener. Recovered by Laurel Zwiener. Outlet pass goes to the far sideline to McDermott. Down to Spahn. Shot good. Courtney Spahn scores for Hastings. And it all started with a block shot there by Laurel Zwiener of Hastings. 8-6 to score now. The Broncos back out on top by two. 12.5 minutes to play here in the first half from the Osborne Sports Complex in Hastings. Michaela Erickson with the ball over on the wing on the left side to Kim Johnson. They work it inside to Pritchard. Down to Lamb. Free throw line jumper is up there. Off of the back iron. No good. DWU chases down the rebound here on the near sideline. Michaela Erickson comes out now to a Taylor Piper. Piper between the rings to Erickson. Picked up out there by Quincy King of Hastings. On the wing on the right side to Piper. Inside the free throw circle out of Johnson. She dumps it down low and the ball is going to be tipped out of bounds. Frankie Peterson got her hands on it there for Hastings. Here comes Brittany Wong back into the ball game. McDermott will come to the bench and now we got a timeout. Tigers. Dakota Wesleyan wants to talk things over. 12 minutes and 6 seconds to play here in the first half. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 8, Dakota Wesleyan 6.
The 2011 Husker recruiting class is one of the tops in the Big Ten. Find out who these guys are with my video commentary. Hi, this is Sean Callahan of HuskersIllustrated.com. I'll be at Bullseyes in Hastings Tuesday the 22nd, Cunningham's Journal Kearney Wednesday, and at the Indian Head Country Club in Grand Island Thursday the 23rd from 6 to 8 each night. I'm hoping to see you all out there. Remember, my spring practice reports start on March 14th here on Hastings Link to the Huskers, KHAS 1230 AM.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball for you here this afternoon. 8-6 is the score. Broncos have a 2-point lead. Here's Lamb right in front of the basket. Her shot's partially deflected, and the ball is brought down by Frankie Peterson of Hastings. Peterson, right-handed dribble across the timeline. We'll take it to the right side of the floor now as they get it to Quincy King. Quincy back out here to Brittany Wong. Hastings working against the man-to-man defense of Dakota Wesleyan. Frankie Peterson on the wing. Top of the key now to Quincy King. Brings it back to Peterson. Peterson with the ball high above her head, drives the ball into the lane to the basket. She goes. The shot is good, but it won't count. Got a foul on the way in. Going to go on Dakota Wesleyan. The basket does not count. Liz Lamb is the guilty party here for Dakota Wesleyan. That's going to be her first. That's going to be team foul number one in the Tigers. In fact, that is the first foul called so far here in this basketball game. Hastings will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Brittany Wong gets it into Quincy King. 4-3. Her shot is up there way off of the mark. Does not draw iron. Rebound comes down to Pritchard. Here comes Dakota Wesleyan back with the basketball. Kenzie Duracek back outside to Harder. Three-pointers off the mark. No good. Rebound loose. It comes to the corner. It's saved by Dakota Wesleyan, but right into the hands of Spahn, and the foul is called here in backcourt. Brittany Pritchard picks up the personal foul for Dakota Wesleyan. That's going to be her first, the second team foul on the Tigers. Here comes Alicia Stadler back into the ballgame now for Hastings, replacing Laurel Zwiener. 11:25 to play here in the first half. 8-6 is the score. The Broncos out on top. Brittany Wong with the basketball now for Hastings. Brings it across the midcourt stripe. Comes over here on the wing to Courtney Spahn. Spahn back out. Top of the circle. Quincy King. That is Sophia McDermott. Rather to a Brittany Wong. Wong dribbles the ball to the hole. Her shot is up there. It's no good. Stadler tips the ball out. Picks it up down in the corner. Her shot from the baseline. No good. Rebound Courtney Spahn goes back up. And her shot is no good. And the rebound comes down to Pritchard. Hastings with three shots at the bucket there and could not convert. Here's Duracek. Takes it down to the baseline, down to Piper. Back out to the elbow. Hills comes to the right side. Hart shot is up and in. Three-pointer there by Amanda Hart. She knocks down a tray. She is number one in the conference in the three-pointers made this week. And that gives the Tigers a 9-8 advantage over Hastings here this afternoon. Quincy King with the ball in the wing. On the right side, holds it over there against his man-to-man defense for the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers. Quincy King comes out between the rings. Frankie Peterson, the ball nearly intercepted there by the Tigers. Frankie comes over now to Brittany Wong. She drives it to the hole. Contact made, and a foul is going to be called. Big collision underneath the hole. That's going to be an offensive charge there. An offensive charging foul on Brittany Wong. First foul on Wong and the first team foul on the Broncos. So Dakota Wesleyan, a team that is 2-15 in the conference, 6-23 on the season, has got a one-point lead over Hastings. It is 9-8 early in the ball game as we approach the halfway point here in the first half. Amanda Hart right at the top of the key, picked up out there by Wong. She's all over. Over on the left side, down to Hills, feeds it down low. Here's a shot taken, no good, and a foul is called. They work it down to the low block on the left side, just to the left of the basket to Kinsey Duracek, and she is fouled on the play by Alicia Stadler. That's the first foul on Alicia, team foul number two on the Broncos. And now going to the free throw line will be Kinsey Duracek, a 58% foul shooter in the season. She is 33 out of 56 from the free throw line. The Tigers are 11th in the conference in free throw percentage as a team at 67%. And a shot is up there. It is no good by Duracek. She'll get one more. Dakota Wesleyan, 12th or dead last in field goal percentage. They are 9th in three-point shooting. Next shot is up there. It's good. So Kinsey Duracek hits one out of two from the free throw line, and the Tigers now have a 10-8 advantage over Hastings College here early in the basketball game. Broncos come back. Quincy King with the ball on the wing, dribbles it to the top of the key, now moves it back to the right side, dumps it off to Alicia Stadler in the lane. Her shot is up and in. Alicia Stadler scores again. She is averaging 17 points per ball game. She is the fourth leading scorer and the number one rebounder in the G-Pack this week. Here's Duracek going for the hole. Her shot is no good. Ball tapped around and it's picked up by Peterson. We are tied at 10 points apiece. 9.5 minutes to play here in the first half. Here's Courtney Spahn with the ball for Hastings College. Spahn comes over here to Frankie Peterson. Down to the near sideline, King looking to penetrate. Backs it on out. Three-pointer put up there and in. Quincy King nails a three for Hastings. Left side of the lane. She had three of them last Saturday, and the Broncos lost to Dort. 13-10. Hastings now out on top. Here's a long-range jumper again by Hart. Her shot is up and in. She's hit 2 3-pointers here in the first half. And now we're tied up at 13 points apiece. 9 minutes to play here in the first half from the Osborne Sports Complex in Hastings. Broncos come back with the ball. Frankie Peterson lobs it inside. Stadler grabs it. Her shot no good, and she's hacked on the arm. And Alicia Stadler will go to the free throw line here for Hastings as she was fouled on a play here by Amanda Hart. That's going to be her first. That's going to be team foul number three on the Tigers. And now Alicia Stadler goes to the free throw line. Stadler now hitting 78% of her free throw tosses so far this year. This will be her 154th free throw of the season. As she puts it up there, and her shot is up and in. Stadler now with 5 points in the basketball game. Here comes Kim Johnson back into the ball game now for Dakota Wesleyan. Michaela Erickson comes back in. 14-13, Hastings College with a one-point lead over Dakota Wesleyan. 8:55 to play here in the first half. The second was down through the hole, so the Broncos back out to a two-point lead, 15-13. Final game of the regular season here for these two teams this afternoon. GPAC tournament gets underway next Tuesday. Top five teams in the conference will have byes. Everybody else will play on Tuesday. There's a feed to the wing to Erickson. Lost control of it, but picks it up down here on the right baseline to Kim Johnson. Brings it back now to Lamb. Lamb holds the ball here against McDermott. Comes out to the elbow here on the right side. Johnson, she backs up and throws up a three-pointer and hits it. Kim Johnson backs up behind the three-point circle there and cans it. That's going to be the fifth three-pointer thrown up by Dakota Wesleyan so far here in this ball game. Here's Courtney Spahn at the other end. Her three-pointer is an air ball, no good. It goes out of bounds. In fact, Dakota Wesleyan has not hit a two-point field goal yet. All of their field goals have been from three-point range. Erickson has got one. Amanda Hart's got two. Kim Johnson's got one. And Brittany Pritchard has got one. Dakota Wesleyan, a team that's been hitting only 32% of their field goal tries so far this season. Free throw also thrown in there for good measure for Dakota Wesleyan, and the Tigers are out on top of Hastings by a score of 16-15. There's a ball that's going to be deflected out of bounds, and Dakota Wesleyan will play things in. Into the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Cammy Breckman. Dakota Wesleyan also making some substitutions here at the 8:13 mark of the first half. Tigers out on top of the Broncos by a score of 16-15. There's a Brittany Hills with the ball back into the ball game now for the Tigers. Takes it down in the baseline to Hart. She lobs it inside. The ball is knocked away from Pritchard. Pritchard grabs it. Now she's going to be fouled in the play. It's going to go on Hastings. Cammy Breckman picks up the foul. She just checked in there and gets hit with her first personal. That's going to be her first team foul number three on the Broncos. And Brittany Pritchard will go to the free throw line now for Dakota Wesleyan. She is averaging 12.8 points per ball game. She's a 6-foot junior out of Norwalk, Iowa. Averaging 12 points and 8 rebounds per game. Pritchard, a 79% foul shooter on the season, which is ninth in the conference. And her shot is up there. It's going to be good. He's now got 4 points in the ball game. Here comes Kinsey Dorachek into the ball game now, replacing Michaela Erickson. 8:06 to play here in the first half. The Tigers have the lead over the Broncos by the score of 17-15. Next shot is up there. Rims off, no good by Pritchard. And the rebound comes down to Elisa Stadler of Hastings. Stadler gets it away down to Sophia McDermott into the forecourt. Comes over here to Melissa Thompson over on the wing on the left side, Cammie Breckman. Top of the key, King throws up a three-pointer and hits it. Quincy King, her second three-pointer of the ball game. She's got 6 points. And the Broncos come back to grab the lead, 18-17. Seesaw battle here in this contest so far. Hills with the ball. Down to Pritchard, comes out on top. Dorachek fakes the three, dribbles down the lane. Her shot over Stadler is going to be no good. Ball goes out of bounds. It's going to be Hastings' ball. Dorachek goes tumbling out of bounds there after she gets rid of the ball there. No foul called on Hastings, and the Broncos will play things in here in backcourt. 7:36 to play here in the first half. Hastings leading the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers this afternoon by a score of 18-17. On the wing, Quincy King has got it, comes out top of the circle. Cammie Bruckman, down to McDermott, fakes, now drives the ball inside to the basket. She goes, her shot is up there, rims off, no good. Rebound Thompson, back out to McDermott, dribbles back into the paint, lobs it inside, the Stadler shot is up and in. Alicia Stadler grabs it on a nice little dump pass there by Sophia McDermott. Sophia gets the assist. 20-17 is the score. Here's a shot for the baseline, no good, but a big collision down there. And going down hard for the Tigers was Dorachek, and a personal foul is going to be called here on Hastings. The foul is going to go on McDermott. That's going to be her first. And going to the free throw line for Dakota Wesleyan will be Kinsey Dorachek. She is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line so far this afternoon. 58% foul shooter on the season. She is 33 out of 56 as she steps to the line, averaging 6 points, 3.8 rebounds per game so far this season for the Tigers. And her free throw is up there. It's going to be no good. Zwiener checks in. Stadler's going to check out now for Hastings College. So Dorachek, the 5'10" senior out of Springfield, South Dakota, goes back to the line, and her shot is up there. That one's going to be short. Rebounded there by Zwiener. Then she lost the ball out of bounds. Laurel Zwiener had it, lost it. Thompson trying to grab it, couldn't do it. And it goes out of bounds. So it's now a 20-17 ball game. The Broncos out on top of the Tigers here this afternoon as Dakota Wesleyan will play it in from underneath their own basket. Amanda Hart sends it down the left sideline to Beverly Hills. Puts it on the floor, dribbles to her right, sends it down to Dorachek now. Two-handed pass comes out to Lamb, and Lamb throws the ball into the Bronco bench, but it was tipped out here by Quincy King of Hastings. So Briar Cliff has got the lead in their ball game here this afternoon over Midland, 29-16. They are halfway through the first half in that ball game in Sioux City this afternoon. There's a pass inside and a little short jumper by Beverly Hills. That's no good. Rebound comes down to Melissa Thompson of Hastings. Now to Cammie Breckman, hustles into the forecourt, gets it to Thompson, top of the key, dribbles inside, back out to Breckman, circles around, stops to the free throw line. Now to Sophia McDermott, directing some traffic out here to Melissa Thompson. Now to King on the left side, back out to Cammie Breckman. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. Buries one just inside the three-point arc there for Hastings. Breckman hits her first field goal of the ball game, and the Broncos are out to a 5-point lead. This is the biggest lead for either team here in this first half. 22-17. Amanda Hart, here's a feed inside. It's going to be intercepted. Laurel Zwiener grabs it, then she loses the ball, and it's picked up by Sophia McDermott. 6 turnovers already on Dakota Wesleyan here in the ball game. We're down to 6 minutes to play here in the first half, 22-17. Broncos have a 5-point lead. Quincy King with it, free throw line extended right side, dribbling with the ball. Comes out now to McDermott, dribbles inside. Now takes it on the dribble out to the right wing. Down in the corner, here's a shot by King for 3. No good. Rebound loose, tapped away, and a foul is going to be called. A foul here will go on Hastings. It's going to go on King. That's going to be your first. Team foul number 5 on the Broncos here this afternoon. Again, Briar Cliff has got the lead in their ball game over Mount Marty in the ball game going on in Sioux City this afternoon. Dort is out on top of Doan in Sioux Center by the score of 30-14. They've got about 5 minutes to play in that ball game. Morningside leading Nebraska Wesleyan 36-31. All first half scores. There's a shot by Lamb, no good. Offensive rebound goes to Hills. She tries to get rid of it. The ball is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Breckman. Drives it back one-on-one to the basket. Her shot is up there and in. So the Silver Lake Mustang, the former Silver Lake Mustang, Cammy Breckman, comes into the ball game and scores a couple of field goals. And Hastings is out on top by 7 points now at 24-17 with 5:20 to play. Pritchard spins towards the baseline. She puts up a shot that's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Quincy King. Now to Breckman. Hustles back into the forecourt. Breckman out to King. 4-3. Count it. Quincy King with 3 three-pointers here in the first half. And now Dakota Wesleyan wants to call a timeout. Tigers went nose-to-nose, toe-to-toe with the Broncos in the first couple of minutes of this ball game, but Hastings has now opened up a 10-point lead. We've got a timeout. Hastings 27, Dakota Wesleyan 17.
Sideline from an injury? Recovering from a surgery? Whatever your ailment, physical therapy and sports rehab is the right choice for your physical and occupational therapy needs. We offer convenient hours from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and our free Saturday morning sports clinic for local athletes from 8 to 10 a.m. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. The people you know and the name you trust. Log on to PTSRHastings.com or at 207 South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Basketball action from the Great Plains Athletic Conference here this afternoon. 27-17 is the score. Hastings College out on top of Dakota Wesleyan. Women's college basketball. Quincy King off of the bench to score 9 points for the Broncos so far in this ball game. Alicia Stadler has got 8. Leading the way for Dakota Wesleyan. Amanda Hart, she's got 6 points. Brittany Pritchard with 4 so far in the ball game. Like we said, the Tigers stayed right with Hastings early in the ball game, but the Broncos with some good outside shooting here. In particular, Quincy King has got a 10-point lead right now at 27-17. Dakota Wesleyan with the ball as they try to hammer it down low. Brittany Hills has a pass deflected, but she picks it back up. Out to Kim Johnson, comes across the top now to Erickson, who's back into the ball game. Right side of the lane to Beverly Hills. Hills sends it down in the corner of the right side to Kim Johnson. Down to Hills, back inside now to Pritchard. Trying to work there against Wiener, and Wiener blocks the shot. Pritchard is a big girl herself, and they're at 6 foot. But Laurel Wiener is 6'4", a freshman out of Pleasanton, Nebraska. Gets her second block of the ball game. Dakota Wesleyan will play things in with 5 seconds on the shot clock. Pritchard grabs it. Back outside to Liz Lamb. Over to the left side. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Erickson. Rebounded by Dakota Wesleyan. Tigers have it. Now it's knocked loose on the wing on the far side, and a jump ball is going to be called. Arrow putting in favor of Hastings, so the Broncos will play things in. 27-17 is the score. We're in the first half here at the Osborne Sports Complex. 4.5 minutes to play in the first half. Hastings looking for only their 5th win in conference action here this afternoon. The Tigers looking for their 3rd. This is the final ball game of the regular season. And the GPAC tournament gets underway next Tuesday. Pairings will be out later on tonight from the GPAC office. Here's Cammy Bruckman with the ball. Out on top to McDermott for 3. Her shot is going to be no good. Rebound goes to the corner. It's going to be picked up there by Liz Lamb. Now she's double-teamed. Finally gets the ball away. Lamb gets it to Taylor Piper, who's back into the ball game for the Tigers. Piper brings it across the midcourt stripe here. Goes over on the wing to Erickson. Erickson picked up by Quincy King. Top of the key for the Tigers. That's Kim Johnson. Brings it back down to Erickson. Erickson dribbles to the free throw line. Hands it away down to Liz Lamb. Lamb over here to Pritchard. Brings it back to Lamb. They're working the shot clock down to 5 seconds, 4 seconds, 3 seconds. They dump it away down on the baseline. Here's a shot taken. It's going to be no good by Erickson. Rebound comes down to Piper. Piper brings it back out to Erickson. Dakota Wesleyan gets another chance here. Here's Kim Johnson. Her shot off of the baseline from 10 won't go. And the rebound to Breckman. Her outlet pass comes to the near sideline and goes out of bounds. Breckman throws the ball out of bounds here, trying to get it to Quincy King right in front of the scorer's table, and the Broncos turn it away. 3 minutes and 32 seconds to play here in the first half, 27-17. Broncos have the lead. Laurel Zwiener comes out of the ball game now for Hastings. Here comes Stadler back in there. Raylene Bushow comes down to the scorer's table for the Broncos. She will check in at the next opportunity as Dakota Wesleyan has inbounded the ball. Pritchard has got it now. Picked up by King. That's a mismatch in favor of Dakota Wesleyan. Over to Amanda Hart. Takes the ball down to the baseline. Her shot over spawn. It's going to be no good. Ball loose on the baseline. It's saved by Dakota Wesleyan, but right into the hands of McDermott. She drives for the hole, and her shot is up and in. Dakota Wesleyan saves the ball from going out of bounds, but they got it right to McDermott, who took off. McDermott goes the rest of the way and scores. She's got 6 points in the ball game and 3 field goals. Hastings has opened up a 12-point lead, 29-17 over the Tigers. Here's a Liz Lamb with the ball. Pounds it inside to a Dracek. Back outside to Pritchard. Double team. Gets the ball away to Piper. She weaves her way down the left side of the lane, and now we've got a traveling violation. Piper is called for the traveling violation. That's seven turnovers on the Tigers. Push out comes in. Here comes Breckland back out for head coach Jeff Dittman and the Broncos. 2:49 to play here in the first half. 29-17. Hastings has built a 12-point lead here over Dakota Wesleyan. Hastings has scored the last 11 points here in the ball game. It was 18-17 just a couple of minutes ago. Here's a feed inside again to Statler, and she can't finish at the basket there, but she's fouled on the play. Nice pass by McDermott, but a personal foul is going to be called here on Wiz Lamb of Dakota Wesleyan. So Hastings right now in an 11-0 run over Dakota Wesleyan, and they have a chance to add to the total right here. A shot by Statler is up and in. Statler now with 9 points in the ball game. Quincy King has got 9 to lead the Bronco attack. Michaela Erickson back into the ball game now for Dakota Wesleyan. 2:36 to play. Here comes the second shot. It's up and in. Alicia Statler perfect from the free throw line. Hastings now with a 31-17 advantage here over Dakota Wesleyan with 2.5 minutes to play. Here's another steal by McDermott. Takes that ball away from Lamb. McDermott dribbles down the lane, and there's a pass across the lane. It's going to be intercepted. Trying to get it to a Courtney spot, and they turn it away. Lamb comes back the other way to Pritchard. Pritchard back out to Erickson, trying to cash in on the Hastings College turnover. Right side to Kim Johnson. Dumps it off in the lane. We got a foul called. Personal foul going to be called here on Hastings. It's going to go on Bushout. That's going to be your first. That's going to be team foul number 6 on the Broncos here in the basketball game. So it'll be Dakota Wesleyan playing it in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Kim Johnson will get it in to Lamb. Her shot's over Bushout. No good. Rebound. Pritchard in. His shot is up and in. Brittany Pritchard gets the offensive rebound and the putback. She's got 6 points in the ball game, and that breaks a 13-0 run by the Broncos here in this first half. Alicia Statler down in the corner now to Quincy King. King holds it. Now to Statler. Dumps it off down low. Here's a shot up there by Bushout. It's up and in. Hastings now working the high-low offense here in this one. Statler grabs it up high. Dumps it down low to Raylene Bushout. And Raylene scores the transfer out of Dana. 33-19 is the score. Broncos have the lead. Here's Lamb back outside. A three-pointer put up there. No good by Johnson. Battle for the rebound. Erickson grabs it. A shot no good, and she's fouled. Erickson grabs the offensive board there. And she is fouled, and she is knocked out of bounds there by Courtney Spahn of Hastings. That's the first foul on Spahn. Team foul number 7 on the Broncos, but Erickson mauled in the act of shooting. She will go to the free throw line now for DWU. 1:35 to play. Here in this first half, Hastings out on top, 33. Shot from the free throw line is good by Erickson. She has now got 4 points in the ball game. She's a 50% foul shooter on the season. Now 28 out of 54 from the free throw line. Next one is up there. It is good. So she buries a couple of free throws. And Dakota Wesleyan back to within a dozen, 33-21. 90 seconds to play here in the first half. Here's Alicia Statler with the ball. Now to Courtney Spahn. Spahn dribbles with it. Comes out to Quincy King over on the wing on the right side to McDermott. Bounce pass goes inside again to Statler. And their shot is up and in. Alicia Statler now with 12 points in the ball game, 35-21. The Broncos out on top by 14 points, their biggest lead of the ball game here against the Tigers. Lamb has got it. Lobs it out between the rings. Down to Kim Johnson. Over here to Erickson. She dribbles inside. Puts up a little 12-footer. Shot good. Erickson from the right side of the lane scores. She's now got 7 points in the ball game. 35-23. Tigers again trailing by 12. Again, McDermott goes inside to Statler. And her shot is up and in. So back-to-back possessions. Same duel there. Sophia McDermott to Alicia Statler. 37-23. The Broncos again by 14. Here's a pass inside to Pritchard. The ball poked loose there by Bushout, and a foul is called. Raylene Bushout gets hit with a personal foul. That's going to be her second. That's going to be team foul number 8 on the Broncos. And going to the free throw line now for Dakota Wesleyan will be Brittany Pritchard. She has got 6 points in the basketball game so far, a 3 and a 2. And she's 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. So Pritchard, the junior out of Norwalk, Iowa, throws up a free throw, and her shot's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Statler. Outlet pass comes on the near sideline to Quincy King. King toying with that three-point circle. Goes out now to Statler. Back inside to Bushow. Shot is up and in, and she's fouling the play. Raylene Bushow gets the field goal to go down through the hole there for Hastings. That's her second goal. Pritchard picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her second. Hastings now out on top by a score of 39-23. And Raylene Bushow will go to the free throw line here. They're trying to make this a three-point play, and her shot is up there. It rims off, no good. And the rebound comes down to Pritchard of Dakota Wesleyan. 39-23. We got 27 seconds to play here in the first half. Liz Lamb goes over on the wing on the left side to Erickson. Erickson goes down in the corner now to Kim Johnson. Back outside to Amanda Hartz. Hartz to Erickson. Gives it up now to Erickson. Now the ball's going to be taken away. That's McDermott. Now to King. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. They miss it on the break. Rebounded here by Dakota Wesleyan. 6 seconds, 5 seconds. Here comes Liz Lamb down to the baseline. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound spun, and that is the end of the first half of play. First half in the books here this afternoon from the Osborne Sports Complex in Hastings. The score, Hastings College 39 and Dakota Wesleyan 23.
Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital's Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that as an athlete, you work hard to be the best you can be. When an injury happens, we know getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapists and a certified athletic trainer are on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back into the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
The Vital Signs Health Fair is March 26th and 27th at the Adams County Fairgrounds in Hastings. Hours are 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. each day. Register online now through 5 p.m. March 22nd at mlmh.org. There you will see the Vital Signs Health Fair button. Click on it and complete the registration form. Your packet will be waiting for you when you arrive at the health fair. It's easy to pre-register for the health fair now through 5 p.m. March 22nd online at mlmh.org.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Osborne Sports Complex in Hastings here this afternoon. Action from the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings College is out on top of Dakota Wesleyan by the score of 39-23. Dakota Wesleyan went nose-to-nose with Hastings throughout the first couple of minutes of the ball game. Dakota Wesleyan actually had the lead a couple of times, led 3-2 over Hastings. We were tied up at 6. Hastings eventually grabbed the lead at 8-6. In the ball game, but the Tigers came back to grab a 10-8 advantage. It was 18-17 at one point in favor of Hastings, and then the Broncos, they rattle off 13 straight points to give them a 14-point lead at 31-17. And Hastings College now with a 16-point lead here at halftime. It is 39-23 over Dakota Wesleyan. The Broncos have got 3 three-pointers in this first half by Quincy King. King off of the bench to score 9 points for Hastings here in the first 20 minutes. Alicia Stadler is actually leading the way. She has got 14 points in the ballgame. Stadler with 5 field goals, and she is 4 out of 4 from the free throw line. Then Quincy is in there with 9 points. Other scores for Hastings: Sophia McDermott has got 6. Rowan Bushow has got 4 points. Cammy Breckman has got 4 points. And Courtney Spahn has got 2. Hastings 4 out of 5 from the free throw line in the first half of play. Dakota Wesleyan was 4 out of 9 from the line in the first half. They're being led so far by Michaela Erickson. She has got 7 points in the ball game. Actually, Dakota Wesleyan has thrown down 5 three-pointers so far here in this first half. Erickson's got 1 of them. She's also got a 2-point field goal, and she is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. So 7 points for Michaela Erickson. 6 points for Amanda Hart on 2 three-pointers. Brittany Pritchard has got a 3 and a 2, and she is 1 out of 3 from the free throw line. She has got 6 points in the ball game. Kim Johnson has knocked down a tray. She's got 3 points. And Kinsey Duranchak has got 1 free throw and 4 attempts. They've got 1 point in the basketball game. It's 39-23. Hastings College is out on top of Dakota Wesleyan here this afternoon. The Tigers in the first half hitting 7 out of 27 from the field. They're hitting 25.9% of their field goals. They are 5 out of 8 on three-pointers for 62.5%. And Dakota Wesleyan is 4 out of 9 from the free throw line for 44%. Hastings College hitting 16 out of 32 from the field today. They're at 50%. Hastings 3 out of 8 on three-pointers for 37%. And they are 4 out of 5 from the free throw line for 80%. The rebounds are even at 20 apiece. Hastings being out-rebounded by Dakota Wesleyan on the offensive glass 8 to 5. Turnovers right now. Dakota Wesleyan has got 12 in the basketball game officially. Meanwhile, Hastings College checking in with 6 turnovers. The Broncos have got 3 blocked shots and 7 steals here in the first half of play. Dakota Wesleyan has got 1 blocked shot and 2 steals. 39-23 is our score here at halftime as Hastings College has got a 16-point lead over Dakota Wesleyan. We got some business to take care of here at halftime. We'll be back with the second half in about 13 minutes for right now. You're listening to GPAC Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Instead of dealing with a bank, let us work for you. Hastings Federal Credit Union, part of the community since 1946. We are the only member-owned financial institution in the area offering checking, savings, shares, auto or home loans too, with lower fees and truly personal service. Anyone that lives or works in the Hastings area can become a member. People helping people. Hastings Federal Credit Union, 707 North Marion Road in Hastings. Online at hastingsfcu.org. Equal housing lender, member NCUA.
Follow the Broncos, the Huskers, Hastings High, St. Cecilia, Adams Central, and area and state athletes and teams in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores, schedules, and sports stories on the Tribune's website scoreboard, online anytime. To subscribe, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com. Click on HT Media for live streaming of sports events at Adams Central, St. Cecilia, Silver Lake, and Kennesaw. The Hastings Tribune is a proud supporter of this sports broadcast.
This is the Hastings College Scholar Athlete of the Week, brought to you by T&L Irrigation. The choice is simple. In a minute, we'll name this week's Scholar Athlete.
Hello?
We need to talk.
Now?
Since you left today, I have been going in circles trying to raise your crops. You know, it's no picnic being an electric pivot. All of this constant starting and stopping. I have needs, Jim.
Believe me, I know.
Maybe you should have chosen one of those need-free, hydrostatically powered TNLs you've been looking at.
For a need-free TNL pivot system, call your TNL dealer today.
Stop at TNL Irrigation, East Highway 6 in Hastings, or your TNL dealer.
This week's KHS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week is junior linebacker for the Broncos, Alex Diffendaffer from Berthoud, Colorado. Alex is a junior majoring in exercise science with a 3.5 GPA. On the field, he's a two-year starter for the Hastings College Broncos. This season, he had 46.5 tackles, including 6.5 tackles for loss, one sack, and one fumble recovery. Diffendaffer helped lead the Broncos to a 5-5 season. Off the field, he is a member of Big Brothers Big Sister program. He participates in the Kids Fit Day at Hastings College, sacking child abuse, and crossroads volunteering. His hobbies include hanging out, playing football, and video games. KHS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week, once again, Alex Diffendaffer. The KHS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week is brought to you each week by T&L Irrigation, proudly supporting the athletics and academics in our society.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gaspin Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gaspin Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gaspin Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Fun food, non-stop sports action, breakfast served on the weekends, and play Keno at Rivals Bar and Grill. Rivals is celebrating its first anniversary Saturday, February 19th. Celebrate with food and drink specials and prizes all day, even some free refreshments. A live band starting at 9. The first anniversary celebration of Rivals Bar and Grill, Saturday, February 19th. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East, Hastings.
This is Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by the Hastings Federal Credit Union, 707 North Marion Road in Hastings.
Instead of dealing with a bank, let us work for you. Hastings Federal Credit Union, part of the community since 1946. We are the only member-owned financial institution in the area offering checking, savings, shares, auto or home loans too, with lower fees and truly personal service. Anyone that lives or works in the Hastings area can become a member. People helping people. Hastings Federal Credit Union, 707 North Marion Road in Hastings. Online at hastingsfcu.org. Equal housing lender, member NCUA.
Hello and welcome to Hastings College Spotlight here on 1230 KHS Radio. Tyson Avronik with you. Joining me this afternoon is Gene Harriet with over at Hastings College. Gene, first of all, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
Gene, I just wanted to bring you on the program just to talk a little bit about something I found very interesting when browsing on the Hastings College website, a blog being set up by a student there, Ruth Swift, and she's over in India right now. And just first of all, just tell us a little bit about what Ruth is doing in India.
Ruth is working with the Fund for Sustainable Development. They sponsor internships from all around the world. so that students can come to India and work in a program where they have them working to help people make decisions to help themselves. Mm-hmm. And she's working on women's issues in northern India. She's living with a family, mm-hmm. so that's part of what they do. They also work with them on teaching them the local language. So she's doing all of those things mm-hmm. Just getting settled in.
Okay. Now, you worked with Ruth as an advisor on this. What were some of the, I guess, her reasons that she wanted to be a part of this, wanted to do this?
Well, Ruth has a very strong commitment to serving others. So she has worked on campus, for example, with Hunger and Homelessness Awareness Week, which I helped sponsor. She's done a lot of outreach. Her major is actually math, okay. but she's looking to go to law school when she finishes and to use law in the public interest. So, and she wanted to get firsthand experience with being, you know, an international student in another culture and finding about how other countries and other agencies work with people to look for the long haul. How can they make sustainable economic decisions? So she wanted to do that because she's looking to have that experience before she goes to law school. She's also planning on doing an internship if all comes through in Washington, D.C. this summer after she comes back from India.
Okay. And this really just kind of puts a feather in the cap of Hastings College, especially for those prospective students trying to find out, you know, what life is going to be like after college, what the possibilities are. And, you know, like I said, certainly this has to be a very rewarding experience for the Hastings College staff as well.
Oh, it's wonderful. She is part of numerous students on campus who do service work in the community as well as service learning, which is tied to courses. So while she's in India, she is also doing college work here. So she's working with me on some service learning components, reflecting on how she wants to make sense of what she's doing in India with her life and with her goals. She is also doing a course with one of her history professors, Rob Babcock. So she's tying all of this work together at a distance. And we encourage students to do international study abroad, to take advantage of the January term classes we have that allow people to travel all over the world, some of them for service learning classes, as Ruth is doing now.
Okay. And, Gene, we are just about running out of time here on the Hastings College Spotlight. I just wanted to ask you just one more question as far as background goes for this this project that Ruth is doing. Just talk a little bit about the work that you and Ruth did as far as just getting this all set up and getting this all go.
Oh, well, that was it was pretty challenging because trying to find a good placement for her. I'm a member of a lot of service learning networking, so I used my networking to find out which of the many placements would be good. Ruth did a lot of research on her own, so we had to check out the program to make sure it was okay, and then she got some funding from the school, and she got some funding from other sources, so we had to get her funded, too.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, Gene Harriet, once again over at Hastings College, really appreciate you taking the time and talking with us a little bit about the blog that's currently up now on the Hastings College website. Again, if you want to check out Ruth's experiences as well, just head over to hastings.edu, and it's right there on the front page. Just a great, great work that Ruth is doing over there in India. And, Gene, once again, thank you so much for your time this afternoon.
You're welcome.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles, good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
You're out looking for cars. You pull slowly into the lot. You stop, look, and no one's there. You sigh in relief. Ease out of your car, then. They come flocking out like wild vultures. Car shopping doesn't have to be that way. At Kerr Chevrolet, they treat you with respect, with no pressure. So next time you're out driving lots, head over to Kerr Chevrolet and enjoy shopping for cars once again. 800 South Burlington Hastings are online at kerrchevrolet.com. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
1230 KHAS.
The Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena, Hastings College in women's basketball with a lead over Dakota Wesleyan this afternoon. The score is 39-23. Now the ball game we're watching is in Lincoln at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. The Nebraska men's basketball team had an 8-point lead just a minute or so ago, and second-ranked Texas has come back to tie Nebraska now. A minute and 5 seconds to play in the ball game. It is Texas 65 and Nebraska 65. Huskers had a lead of about 8 points about a minute or so ago, and Texas has come back to tie up the ball game now with Nebraska. That would be a huge win for the Nebraska men's basketball team, but the Huskers letting this one slip away. 65-65 is the score. They've now got 43 seconds to play in our latest update, so we'll certainly keep you advised on the situation going on there. The Nebraska women will play later on tonight at 7 o'clock against Kansas State. We'll have high school basketball coming up for you later on tonight here on 1230 KHAS. It'll be Hastings High taking on Adams Central from the Patriot Gym. 7:45 for the tip-off out there. 7:30 for the pregame show here on 1230 KHAS. 39-23 our score here. Hastings College with a 16-point lead over Dakota Wesleyan. We've got the second half coming up on KHAS in 1 minute.
Protein Design is a proud supporter of local athletes and their fans. So come in and talk to our friendly staff for everything from uniforms to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, even screen printing and embroidery. Whether it's athletic or corporate, we can give you a great selection, get the job done on time, and at a competitive price. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, or check us out on the web at proteindesign.com.
Did you know that Beeman's Appliance has many brands of new appliances? Beeman's Appliance is your local sales and service dealer for new appliances for refrigeration, kitchen, and laundry. Why shop anywhere else when you can conveniently shop local and save money? And if you're in the market for something used, Beeman's also has a good selection of used appliances. For more information, call 462-2311 or stop by Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service at 727 East Park Street. And remember, Beeman's Appliance Services, what they sell.
1230 KHAS.
All right, the Hastings College women's basketball team with a lead over Dakota Wesleyan this afternoon, 39-23, as we start the second half. 14 points for Alicia Stadler, 9 for Quincy King, 7 for Michaela Erickson to lead the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers. And Dakota Wesleyan with the opening possession of the second half, and they're called for the steps. 13 turnovers now with the Tigers in the ball game. Hastings College will come back the other direction, just underway here in the second half. Nebraska now leading Texas 68-65, 30 seconds to play in the ball game down at the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln. Hastings with the ball back in their offensive end. They'll shoot to our basket to our right. Cammy Bruckman comes out on top, now to Wong. Out in three-point territory to McDermott. Winds her way to the basket. Her shot is up there and in. Nice shot there by Sophia McDermott. Eludes a couple of defenders there, and then a scoop shot goes right through the hole. 8 points now for McDermott in the ball game, and Hastings out on top now with a score of 41-23. This is their biggest lead of the ball game. They go inside to Duranchak. Her shot's going to be no good. Down for the rebound. Jump ball is going to be called, and the arrow pointing in favor of Hastings, so the Broncos will get it. 41-23. This is the final regular season game of the season for both of these teams. The Great Plains Athletic Conference postseason tournament gets underway next Tuesday. And here's Wong. She goes for the basket. Her shot is up and in. Brittany Wong's first field goal of the ball game, and the Broncos now lead by 20 for the first time this afternoon. It's 43-23. We've got 19 minutes to play here in the contest from Hastings. Here's a Duracek with the ball. Now to Lamb. Goes over on the wing on the right side to Brittany Hills. Out on top again to Lamb. Dribble penetration to the free throw line. Shot is up there. Rims off, no good. Stadler had the rebound. Lost it. Now she's tied up in the play. And a jump ball is called. And now we've got Dakota Wesleyan will play things in on the alternating jump. 18:45 to play here in the ball game. Hastings 43, Dakota Wesleyan 23. Kenzie Duracek will... Well, let's see who's going to inbound down there for Dakota Wesleyan. It's going to be Amanda Hart who's into the ball game now. To Duracek. Comes around to Hart. Her three-pointer is put up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Battle for the rebound. It's brought there, brought down there by Raylene Bushow. Bushow gets the ball away now to Sophia McDermott. McDermott into the forecourt on the wing. Comes out to Wong. Down to Bushow. Down low to Stadler. Shot is up and in. Alicia Stadler now has 16 points in the ball game. Bushow gets the assist. 45-23, the Broncos starting to run away from things here in women's college basketball. Here's a Taylor Piper with the ball, gets it to a Duracek, looking to penetrate, cut off nicely there by McDermott. Back outside, here's a long-range jumper put up there by Dakota Wesleyan. Brittany Hills, her shot no good, gets her own rebound and has that shot blocked away. Now it's picked up by Quincy King inside to Stadler, grabs it, shoots and scores. Quincy King gets the assist, Stadler gets another field goal. Alicia now with 18 points in the ball game. The Broncos lead 47-23, and now Dakota Wesleyan wants to call a timeout. Tigers want to talk things over. 17:52 to play in the ball game. Hastings 47, Dakota Wesleyan 23.
Love smoked barbecue? Then you'll love the Pony Express Smokehouse Cafe. Your mouth will tingle once it indulges in the juicy, slow smoked and roasted brisket, baby back ribs, chicken, or pork with delicious sides like steakhouse coleslaw, oven roasted baked beans, and other delicious sides and desserts. For dine-in, carry-out, or drive-thru, satisfy your barbecue appetite at the Pony Express Smokehouse Cafe, 2215 North Kansas Avenue, across from the Dairy Queen, next to Express Mart in Hastings. We're smoking.
1230 KHAS.
Briarcliff out on top of Midland at halftime by a score of 50-32 in women's college basketball in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Dort has got the lead over Doan over in Sioux City, 46-32. They've got 16 and a half minutes to play in their game. Northwestern, with 15 and a half minutes to play, has got a lead over Nebraska Wesleyan this afternoon by a score of 56-42. Concordia is also playing today against Mount Marty up in Yankton. No score on that ball game yet. Then tonight, Sioux Falls will play at Northwestern. They've got game times of 6:30 and 8:30 tonight over in Orange City because of a wrestling qualifier going on this afternoon being hosted by Northwestern. Hastings College has got the lead here over Dakota Wesleyan in women's college basketball. The score is 47-23. 17 minutes and 52 seconds to play here in the basketball game. Dakota Wesleyan with the ball on their offensive end. Brittany Hills works out top against Brittany Wong. Goes over on the wing on the right side to Akim Johnson. To the free throw line. Here's Duracek. Her shot is up there. It's going to be off the mark. No good. Down for the rebound. Brought down by Bushow. Bushow gets the ball now to McDermott. She drives the ball to the basket. Her shot no good. And a rebound comes down here to Dakota Wesleyan. Piper has got the ball. Down for the Tigers. Right-handed dribble across the midcourt stripe as she works against Sophia McDermott. Sophia pokes the ball away. It's into the backcourt. McDermott picks it up, goes for the hole, shoots, and scores. Sophia McDermott knocks the ball away and then picks her up in backcourt and scores. She's got 10 points in the ball game, and the Broncos now lead by a score of 49-23 over Dakota Wesleyan. Here's Duracek with the ball. Left side, Piper dribbles into the paint, kicks it back out here to Hills. Hills, now to Duracek, back inside. They get it to Johnson, back out on the wing to Hart. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Stadler. Stadler to Wong, now to McDermott. McDermott just grabs it. Now she lobs it into the lane there. It's picked up by Cammy Breckman. Breckman dribbles back out into three-point territory, back inside to Bushow, and her shot is up and in. Raylene Bushow now has 6 points in the ball game, and the Broncos lead by a score of 51-23. Hastings has scored the first 12 points of the second half here against Dakota Wesleyan. Top of the key to get it to Duracek. Back outside down to Hills. Her shot for three is good. Brittany Hills throws up a three-pointer. That breaks the Broncos' 12-0 run. And it's now 51-26 with 16:19 to play here in the basketball game. McDermott has got the ball. Now to Wong. Bounce pass down on the baseline. Stadler shot from 10. No good. Rebound comes down to Duracek for Dakota Wesleyan to the near sideline to Amanda Hart. She can't handle it. It goes out of bounds. A turnover on the Tigers. That's their 14th turnover of the ball game. So it's now a 51-26 ball game. Hastings College out on top with 16:06 to play. Watching the action down in Lincoln, Nebraska, now leading Texas 69-67 with 8 seconds to play in the ball game from the Devaney Center. Nebraska leading second-ranked Texas 69-67 down in Lincoln. It is 51-26 here. Hastings College with a lead here over the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers. On the wing on the right side is going to be McDermott. McDermott now is going to be hit with a 5 second violation. Could not get rid of the basketball. Good defense there by Brittany Hills of Dakota Wesleyan. So a turnover on Hastings College. That is their seventh of the ball game. And Dakota Wesleyan will come back the other direction. They're trailing 51-26. Brittany Hills over on the wing on the right side now to Pritchard to Duracek. Duracek gets it to Pritchard. Now they work it over in the wing on the right side. That's going to be Liz Lamb with the ball. Goes back inside. Here's a shot left-handed by Hills. No good, and she's fouled into play. Going to go on Stadler of Hastings. That's going to be her second. The second foul on Stadler. This will be a shooting situation as Brittany Hills will go to the free throw line. Hills with 3 points in the ballgame thus far on a three-pointer. And her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Hills is a 54% foul shooter on the season. She misses her first one here. Dakota Wesleyan now 4 out of 10. 4 out of 10 in the ball game so far. Second shot is up there. It is good by Brittany Hills. So she hits 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. And it's 51-27. Hastings with a lead now at 15:33 to play in the contest. Sophia McDermott with the ball back in the offensive end. Comes out here to Quincy King. Quincy dribbles to her right. Comes out to Cammie Bruckman. Top of the key. Drives it down the lane. Contact made. Foul called. A foul here will go on Michaela Erickson of Dakota Wesleyan. That's going to be her first foul. And now the other official comes in here. We're going to have a foul called on Cammie Bruckman instead. So an offensive charging foul is going to be hit on Cammie Bruckman. Now Jeff Dittman up in front of the Bronco bench going to question this call here. So it's going to be on Cammie Bruckman instead. So an offensive charging foul on Bruckman. A turnover on Hastings. And Dakota Wesleyan will come back trailing in the ballgame by a score of 51-27. A feed to Erickson out here at the top of the key. Picked up by McDermott. Dribbles to her right. Bounce pass is going to be deflected. Picked up by Lamb. Now to Erickson. Back to Liz Lamb. Back inside to Pritchard. Nice pass. Here's a shot up and in by Hills. Brittany Hills scores on the assist from Brittany Pritchard. 51-29. Hastings with a lead with 15 minutes to play here in this one. Women's college basketball for you this afternoon on 1230 KHIS. Cammie Bruckman out to Quincy King. 4-3. Her shot is up there. It's off of the back iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Pritchard. Brittany gets it away. Here's a Brittany Hills with the ball down the near sideline. They get it to a Duracek. Takes it into the lane, and here's a foul going to be called on Hastings. Duracek takes it right to the hole there for Dakota Wesleyan, and a foul is going to be called on Hastings. It's going to go on the Broncos. It's going to go on Kaylee Raggeth, who's into the ball game now for the Broncos. That's her first, and a shot from the free throw line is no good by Duracek. She is now 1 out of 5 from the free throw line. So Kaylee Raggeth, who saw some playing time a week ago extensively against the Dort defenders, into the ball game now for Hastings, and she commits the personal foul here. We've got a timeout. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings College 51, Dakota Wesleyan 29.
Are you ready to switch to a bank that believes in customer service and offers deposit rates that are consistently at the top of the market?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service really is.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a high rate of interest, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, women's college basketball for you this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. We've got the men's game coming up next. Dakota Wesleyan, by the way, on the men's side of things, nationally ranked number 23 in the country. Final score in from the Devaney Sports Center. Nebraska has upset second-ranked Texas today by a score of 70-67. Nebraska 70, Texas 67. That's the 17th win of the season now for Nebraska. And now you got to start wondering about a possible NCAA tournament berth for the Huskers as they pick up a big win over a nationally ranked team today. Second-ranked Texas going down as the Huskers beat the Longhorns today by a score of 70-67. We've got 14:41 to play here in this ball game. Hastings leading Dakota Wesleyan now by a score of 51-29. At the free throw line is Kinsey Duracek, and her shot is up there. It's going to be short. The rebound comes down to Alicia Stadler of Hastings. Stadler to the near sideline to McDermott. McDermott, right-handed dribble as Dakota Wesleyan is still under man-to-man defense. Here's Raggett with the ball over in the wing on the left side to a Cammie Bruckman. Comes out now to Quincy King. King dribbles once, comes to McDermott, takes it down on the baseline, on the dribble, gets away, goes for the basket, her shot is up there and in, puts it in there left-handed. Sophia McDermott now with 12 points in the ball game. Hastings leading now by a score of 53-29, 14-14 to play. Brittany Hills back with the ball now for Dakota Wesleyan. Bounce pass to Erickson at the top of the key, picked up by McDermott defensively. Over on the wing on the left side to Hills. Hills now to Pritchard, brings it back to Duracek. 4-3, shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Brittany Hills. Kicks it back out to Lamb. Her shot for three is no good. Battle for the rebound. We got a jump ball called. Lisa Stadler is tied up in the play by Hills of Dakota Wesleyan. The arrow pointing in favor of the Broncos, so Hastings will play things in. Here comes Raleen Bushow into the ball game now for Hastings, replacing Cammie Bruckman. 13:54 to play in the ball game, 53-29. If the Broncos want to get back to the national tournament, they'll have to at least get to the championship game of the GPAC tournament next week. It would seem to be a tall mountain, but stranger things have happened. And hope that Northwest and the regular season champs are in that championship game as well. There's a feed inside to Alicia Stadler. And we have another personal foul whistled here on DWU. It's going to go on Michaela Erickson. That's going to be her second. Going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Stadler. Stadler's got 18 points in the basketball game, and her shot is up there and in. Alicia now 5 out of 5 from the free throw line. She was amongst the leaders in free throw shooting most of the season, but a little bit of a slump from the line as of late. She's fallen out of the top 10. She's now hitting 78% of her foul shots. But now she's 6 for 6 so far today, and Stadler has got 20 points in the ball game for Hastings, and the Broncos now lead by a score of 55-29. Down in the corner, here's Erickson. Her shot is up there from 15. It's going to be no good. Rebound, Bushow. Outlet pass comes to the near sideline to McDermott. Out races the defense, takes the ball into the basket. Her shot, no good. And the rebound comes down to Erickson. Michaela Erickson, long pass down to floor to a Duracek. Her shot's going to be blocked down by Raleen Bushow. Raleen puts her up here for the Broncos, trying to get rid of it. Pritchard right in her face. Bushow comes over here to McDermott. Down in the corner now to Quincy King. Back out to McDermott. Fakes the three. McDermott trying to get away. Lobs it to the far side. Raggett, her shot is up there from three. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Brittany Pritchard for Dakota Wesleyan. Outlet pass comes to Taylor Piper into the forecourt. Now to Hart. Her shot is up there and in. Amanda Hart hits her third three-pointer of the ball game from a different area code right in front of the Tiger bench. 55-32. Hart now with 9 points in the ball game. Here's Raleen Bushow to Raggett again. Free throw line extended left side. Raggett gets rid of it. Down in the corner to Quincy King. Lobs it inside to Bushow. To the free throw line. Stadler shots off of the mark. No good. Rebound Erickson for Dakota Wesleyan. Gets away to Piper. Two-handed pass to get it up the floor. Now to Duracek. Back out to Pritchard. 4-3. Shot is up there. She hits it. Brittany Pritchard nails a three ball. That's her second three of the ball game. She's got 9 points. And now Dakota Wesleyan back to within 20. 55-35 is the score here. We've got 12 minutes and 15 seconds to play. Hastings College men's team blew a 22-point lead last week in their ball game against Dort, so stranger things have happened here in basketball. Quincy King comes over in the wing. Here's McDermott. Takes the ball down to the baseline. Nice feed inside to Bushow. Goes up for the shot. She's going to be hammered from behind. It's going to go on Brittany Pritchard. That's going to be her third. So three fouls now on Pritchard. That's going to be team foul number two on the Tigers. And going to the free throw line for Hastings College will be Raleen Bushow. Bushow with 6 points so far in the ball game, 0 of 1 from the free throw line. Her shot is up there and in. Bushow now with 7 in the contest. Raleen Bushow is a 5'11" senior out of Blue Hill. Came to Hastings this season as a transfer from Dana. And she'll graduate now from Hastings College. Got the start here this afternoon for head coach Jeff Dittman. Second one is up there. It is good by Bushow. She has now got 8 points in the basketball game. Has now a 57-35 ball game. Hastings in the lead. Bushow had 22 points in the ball game earlier this year against Sterling. That's her season high. Here's Amanda Hart with the ball. Comes out here to a Piper. Brings it back to Hart on the deep wing right side. Now down in the corner to Piper. Picked up there by Courtney Spahn, who's back into the ball game now for Hastings. Here's Erickson at the top of the key. Erickson now to Piper. Picked up there by Wong. Piper trying to drive it. Comes out to Hart. Her NBA three is put up there right through the hole. A long jumper there by Amanda Hart. She is number one in the conference in the number of three-pointers made, and she's got 4 of them this afternoon. That was well beyond the three-point arc there for DWU. 57-38 is the score. Hastings now leading by 19. Courtney Spahn gets it to Statler. Statler now to Wong, dribbles into the lane. Dumps it off down on the low block on the right side to Melissa Thompson. Dribbles into the lane. Her little short jumper is good. Melissa Thompson now with her first field goal of the ball game. Hastings back to a 21-point lead, 59-38, 11 minutes to play. Here's a Piper with the ball now. Gives it to the free throw line to Johnson. Her shot is put up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound lost out of bounds. It was last touched by the Tigers, so Hastings College will play things in. Brittany Hill is coming back into the ball game. Duranchak also coming in for Dakota Wesleyan. 10 minutes and 52 seconds to play. Hastings down to a 39-23 halftime lead. Hastings using a 13-0 run at the end of the first half to give them a comfortable margin. The Broncos starting to pull away now here in the contest. Here's Wong for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be too strong. Rebound tapped out of there by Courtney Spahn. It goes to the corner, and it goes out of bounds. It's going to be Dakota Wesleyan basketball. Here comes Laurel Zwiener into the ballgame now for Hastings College, replacing Stadler. Coming in now for Dakota Wesleyan is going to be Liz Lamb. She's going to replace Michaela Erickson. 10 minutes, 32 seconds to play here in the ballgame from the Osborne Sports Complex this afternoon. 59-38. Hastings with the lead. Here's Hart again. Another three-pointer. She banks one home. Amanda Hart with another three. She's got 15 in the ball game now. She's been averaging only 9.4 in the season, but she's lit them up here on 5 three-pointers against the Broncos. 59-41. She's keeping the Tigers relatively close here. Here's a Quincy King at the top of the key. Lobs it down in the corner. Brittany Wong has got it. Now sends it to the free throw line to Thompson. Thompson to Courtney Spahn. Down to King for three. Shot is up there. That one is no good. And the rebound comes down to Brittany Hills for Dakota Wesleyan. Long pass down to four. They get it to Lamb. Lamb is knocked down into play. Now a traveling violation is called. Lamb went tumbling down. No foul call, but a traveling violation is called on the Tigers. That's going to be the 15th turnover on Dakota Wesleyan. Coming out now is going to be Johnson. Coming back in will be Brittany Pritchard for Dakota Wesleyan. 59-41. Hastings with an 18-point lead. We're down to 9:45 to play. Here's Quincy King from the corner. Shot way off the mark. Rebound, Zwiener. Dribbles once, goes back up. Her shot no good. Misses the bunny. Rebound comes down to Brittany Hills. Long pass down to four to Duranchak. She drives it against Thompson. Shot is up there. It's no good. Battle for the rebound, and then we got a foul called. A foul going to be called here on Brittany Pritchard of Dakota Wesleyan. That's going to be her fourth foul. Into the ball game now for the Tigers will be Michaela Erickson. Going out will be Lamb. Coming down to the scorer's table will be Kim Johnson. She will check in for Pritchard. 9 minutes and 28 seconds to play. We got the men's game coming up next at 4 o'clock here on 1230 KHS. We'll try to get an update on the state wrestling tournament in between games from Doug Dudit out at the Quest Center in Omaha. We'll also have a little visit with Lance Creech, the head men's basketball coach for the Broncos. All yet to come in between games here this afternoon. 59-41 is the score. Hastings with the lead. Brittany Wong with the ball after Frankie Peterson is back into the ball game. Fakes the three, dribbles down the lane, gives it away to Zwiener, and her shot is up and in. Laurel Zwiener scores on the assist from Frankie Peterson. Hastings again leading by 20, 61-41. 8:55 to play now in the ball game. Here's a Brittany Hills with the ball. Gets it on the high post to Kim Johnson. Back outside to Hart. Three-pointer this time is going to be short. Rebound Peterson. She's tied up in the play and wrestled down to the hardwood here. Knocked down by Michaela Erickson. The possession arrow is pointing in favor of Dakota Wesleyan, so the Tigers will play things in underneath their own basket to the right side. 8:45 to play. It's a 20-point lead. Dakota Wesleyan plays it in, but here's a whistle. A quick foul here is going to go on Hastings underneath the hole. A foul is going to go on Courtney Spahn of Hastings. That's going to be her second. That's going to be team foul number 4 on the Broncos, and now Dakota Wesleyan wants to call a timeout. Tigers want to talk things over. 8 minutes and 44 seconds to play. In the basketball game, we'll take a break with a score. Hastings 61, Dakota Wesleyan 41.
The 2011 Husker recruiting class is one of the tops in the Big Ten. Find out who these guys are with my video commentary. Hi, this is Sean Callahan of HuskersIllustrated.com. I'll be at Bullseyes in Hastings Tuesday the 22nd, Cunningham's Journal Kearney Wednesday, and at the Indian Head Country Club in Grand Island Thursday the 23rd from 6 to 8 each night. I'm hoping to see you all out there. Remember, my spring practice reports start on March 14th here on Hastings Link to the Huskers, KHAS 1230 AM.
1230 KHAS.
Dort now leading Doan 62-42. Women's College basketball. 8 minutes and 20 seconds to play in their ball game. 12:48 to play in Sioux City. Briarcliff is leading Midland by a score of 66-45. Northwestern with 5:54 to play in their contest out on top of Nebraska Wesleyan by a score of 80-60. Concordia is playing in Yankton this afternoon against Mount Marty. No score on that ball game yet. Tonight, you've got Sioux Falls playing at Northwestern. Women's game will go at 6:30, with the men's game going at 8:30, getting a later start because of a wrestling qualifier that's being held by Northwestern this afternoon in Orange City. The official pairings for the GPAC basketball tournament will be released following the completion of all the games tonight. It'll be late tonight before we know where the Broncos will be going next week in the opening round of the GPAC tournament. Here's a shot off of the inbound by Erickson. It's going to be no good. The ball is tipped out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings' ball. So the top five teams in the conference will all get byes for the first round of the conference tournament. That'll be Tuesday. Northwestern, Sioux Falls, Morningside, Mount Marty, and Briar Cliff occupying those positions as of today. The rest of the teams will have a first-round game. Here's Sophia McDermott down on the baseline, down to Peterson, dribbles into the paint, puts off off-balance shot. It's going to be no good. And the ball is brought down by Brittany Hills for Dakota Wesleyan. Right-handed dribble, long pass. They get it to a Duracek. Back outside to Hart for three. Shot is up there. That one is off of the mark. She's missed her last two. Zwiener had the rebound. Duracek grabs it. Picked up by Erickson. Her shot is up there, no good. Rebound to Zwiener. Outlet pass down to Frankie Peterson into the 4-4. Frankie goes over to Brittany Wong for three. Shot good. Nope, to give her a two. Brittany Wong just inside the three-point arc there. Hits her second field goal of the ball game. She's got 4 points. And the Broncos now lead by 22. 63-41. Here's a Brittany Hills with the ball. Hills out here in three-point territory. Comes to Kim Johnson to the far sideline to Amanda Hart. Hart now between the rings again to a Brittany Hills. Hills dribbling with the ball. Has to get rid of it now. Finally does so. They kick it inside. That's going to be Johnson. Johnson back out between the rings again to Hills, and she has the ball deflected out of bounds as she sends it to the near sideline. Knocked out of bounds there by Peterson of Hastings. End of the ball game now for Dakota Wesleyan will be Brittany Pritchard. Coming out will be Johnson. 7:38 to play. Hastings leading by a score of 63-41. Brittany Hills with the ball. 4 seconds in the shot clock. They feed it inside. Here's Pritchard. Turnaround jumper over Zwiener. Good. Brittany Pritchard scores at the end of the shot clock there. She's got 11 points in the ball game, and the Broncos lead by 20, 63-43. 7:20 to play. Bounce pass here to McDermott. Free throw line extended right side. McDermott holds the ball. Comes out to Peterson. Cranks up a three-pointer. Shot is off of the mark. No good. Long rebound. Wong had it. Had it poked away. But Brittany comes back out into three-point territory to grab it. Brittany Wong with the ball. Comes over to a Spahn. Now to Frankie Peterson. Peterson on the wing. Here's Sophia McDermott. Fakes the three. Trying to dribble inside. Now lobs it inside. Laurel Zwiener has it poked away. And it is picked up here by Pritchard. Pritchard gets the ball now to Lamb. That's turnover number 9 on Hastings. Lamb gets it out to a Brittany Hills. Now to Hart. Rather to a Pritchard. Her shot's going to be partially deflected. Ball brought out of there by Laurel Zwiener. Outlet passes off of the fingertips of Wong out of bounds. And now Zwiener's going to check out of the ball game. Here comes Statler back in there. 6 minutes and 43 seconds to play in the ball game. Hastings in complete control here this afternoon. The Bronco women leading by 20 points. It is 63-43. Lamb will play things in to Brittany Hills. Trots it across the midcourt stripe here for Dakota Wesleyan. There's Lamb with the ball. Dumps it down low, and the ball's going to be intercepted. Trying to get it to a Duracek down to the baseline, and the ball is intercepted there by Spahn. Coming back the other way to Wong. Out to Frankie Peterson. Open for three, but drives it down the lane instead as it knocked loose and goes out of bounds. Frankie wide open here. It's a three-point territory, but passed up the tray. Took it to the hole and then lost the ball out of bounds, but was knocked out of her hands, and Hastings will play things in. Baseline left side underneath her own basket. Wong holds it here for Hastings. Out on top, that's going to be McDermott. Sophia comes over to Frankie Peterson. Peterson with the ball high above her head comes over here to Courtney Spahn. Angles in from the wing on the right side, and she's going to be fouled into play. She goes up for the shot. The foul is going to go on Lamb. That's going to be her third foul. And Courtney Spahn will go to the free throw line for Hastings. So Spahn has got 2 points so far in the ball game for Hastings. She's the 5'9" junior from Mesquite, Nevada, just north of Las Vegas. Shot from the free throw line is up there. It is good. Spahn is a 70% foul shooter in the season. She is now 36 out of 51 from the free throw line. That extends the Bronco lead to 21. Next shot is up there by Spahn. That one is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Pritchard. So Pritchard has got the ball now for Dakota Wesleyan. Down the near sideline to Liz Lamb. Lamb down on the baseline, tries to get rid of it. Now the ball deflected, picked up by Peterson. Peterson runs her back the other way for Hastings. Peterson goes over to Wong on the baseline. 15-footers off the mark, no good. Tip try, no good. Rebound to Rocek for Dakota Wesleyan. Outlet pass goes to Erickson. Erickson now to Rocek. Now to Beverly Hills, rather Brittany Hills, as he brings it back to the forecourt. Over to Dorachek. On the baseline now to Erickson. Here's a bounce pass left side of the lane to get it to Lamb. Lamb is covered up. Now she gets it down low. Here's a shot up and in. Brittany Pritchard scores on the baseline after Lamb was covered up. She's now got 13 points in the ballgame. 64-45. Hastings leading by 19 points. Now Spahn loses control of the ball. It is loose and it's picked up here by Hills. She has her pocket picked now by Peterson. She drives, shoots, and scores. Frankie Peterson scores, pokes the ball away, gets the steal, and scores. That's her first field goal of the ball game. Hastings now leading 66-45. Here's a shot by Pritchard off of the baseline. It's up and in. Brittany Pritchard now with 15 points in the ball game for DWU, 66-47. Hastings in the lead. Broncos leading at halftime of this one, 39-23. They've been in control most of the way, but here's another pass from the wing by Frankie Peterson. Is going to be picked off. Broncos getting a little sloppy here down the stretch. Here's Lamb off of the baseline. Three-pointer, no good. Rebound comes down to Spahn. Courtney wants to run her back the other way. A three-on-two break. Courtney Spahn will decide to hold up with things here. Out to Frankie Peterson. Dumps it off inside. Down to Stadler, and the shot is up and in. Alyssa Stadler now with 22 points in the ball game for Hastings. He's leading the way for the Broncos. McDermott also in double figures. She's got 12. 68-47. Hastings now leading by 21 again. 4.5 to play. Here's Dorachek. She's going to be called for the steps as she was trying to power her way to the basket. Turnover number 18 on Dakota Wesleyan. Here comes Amanda Hart back into the ballgame now for the Tigers. Also Taylor Piper checking in there. Courtney Spahn is going to check out now for Hastings College, and Raleen Bushow back into the ballgame for Jeff Dittman and the Broncos. 68-47, Hastings College out on top by 21. Wong behind a screen from Stadler. Goes to the free throw line out of Bushow. Inside to Stadler. She is double teamed. Spins around the ball. Ripped out of there, but Alicia grabs it and shoots and scores. They knocked the ball loose. Alicia went down to the floor to pick it up. Ripped it out of there and then scores easily. She's got 24. 70-47. Here's a three-pointer from the right corner. It's going to be no good by Erickson. Rebounded there by Stadler. Outlet pass here comes to Sophia McDermott on the break. She's going to take it to the basket, and the shot is up and in. Sophia McDermott scores. She's now got 14, and the Broncos are leading 72-47. 3 minutes and 39 seconds to play. Piper has the ball knocked loose. It's picked up again by McDermott. Feeds it down the floor. They grab it to Brittany Wong, and her shot is up and in. Brittany Wong scores, and now Dakota Wesleyan wants to call a timeout. Dakota Wesleyan calls a timeout. 3 minutes and 28 seconds to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with the score. Hastings 74, Dakota Wesleyan 47.
Hello?
We need to talk.
Now?
Since you left today, I have been going in circles trying to raise your crops. You know, it's no picnic being an electric pivot. All of this constant starting and stopping. I have needs, Jim.
Believe me, I know.
Maybe you should have chosen one of those need-free, hydrostatically powered TNLs you've been looking at.
For a need-free TNL pivot system, call your TNL dealer today.
Stop at TNL Irrigation, East Highway 6 in Hastings, or your TNL dealer.
1230 KHAS.
So 3 minutes and 28 seconds to play here in this one. Hastings out on top by a score of 74-47. The Broncos trying to lock up a win here in their final game of the regular season before they get ready for the GPAC tournament coming up next week. Here's Amanda Hart with the ball now for Dakota Wesleyan. She got 15 points in the ball game so far. Then she goes to Kim Johnson, and her shot is up and in. Kim Johnson now with 5 points in the ball game, 74-49. Broncos with the lead now with 3 minutes to play here in this one. Brittany Wong with the ball. Now to Melissa Thompson over on the wing on the left side. That's going to be Peterson with the ball. And now we got a violation underneath the hole here. It's going to be a foul called on Pritchard. A holding foul inside on Brittany Pritchard. And that's going to be your fifth foul. So she just fouled out of the ball game with 2 minutes and 58 seconds to play here in the contest. She leads with 15 points. She had six in the first half, nine more in the second half. End of the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Josie Schomp. She's a sophomore out of Hershey, Nebraska. Hastings will play things in, leading 74-49. 3 minutes to play in this one. Frankie Peterson drives for the basket, and she's going to be mauled in the play. And now Frankie will go to the free throw line here for Hastings as she was fouled in the act of shooting. The foul is going to go on Shannon Vandermeer, who's into the ball game for the first time. That's going to be her first foul. And now Frankie Peterson to the free throw line. She got 2 points so far on a field goal. Frankie's first free throw of the afternoon is up there. Dances around the rim and goes down. She's a 57% foul shooter. Here comes Michaela Erickson back into the ball game now for Dakota Wesleyan, replacing Kim Johnson. And down to the scorer's table for Hastings, and wanting to check in will be Raggett, but I assume she's going to come in for the shooter and Frankie Peterson as she waits. And Frankie throws up the free throws, up and in. So Frankie Peterson hits a couple of free throws. Now Raggett is the end of the ball game for Hastings. It is 76-49. Hastings led at halftime with a score of 39-23. Dakota Wesleyan was right with Hastings for a long time in the first half. At one point, it was 18-17, but then the Broncos went on a 13-0 run to give them some cushion, and they have not looked back here in this ballgame. Hastings playing a pretty solid outing here this afternoon. There's a feed inside. A shot is up and in by Erickson, and she's fouling the play. Michaela Erickson now with 9 points in the ballgame. The foul is going to go on Raggett for Hastings College. That's going to be team foul number five on the Broncos. That's team foul number five on Hastings and two on Raggett. Michaela Erickson to the free throw line, and her shot is up there. It's off of the back iron. No good. Offensive rebound comes down to Hart. She is trapped down here on the baseline. Jump pass comes out to the right side, down in the corner. Here's Duracek. Her long three is no good. Rebound comes down to Kaylee Raggett for Hastings College. Raggett runs her back the other way. We got 2.5 minutes to play here in this one. The Broncos are out on top by a score of 76-51. Melissa Thompson over on the wing now to a Schomp. Schomp gets it out to Raggett at the top of the circle. Lobs it down low. It's going to be taken away from Raleen Bushow. Interception there by Dakota Wesleyan. That's Erickson with the ball. Long pass down to four. Driving for the hole is Vandermeer. Her shot is up and in. Shannon Vandermeer scoring there for Dakota Wesleyan. That's her first field goal of the ball game. 76-53. Here's Schomp driving into the lane. She goes down. A jump pass goes to the far side to Raggett. Now to Melissa Thompson. To Wong. To Schomp. Entry pass. They get it inside to Raggett. Their shot's off the left side. No good. Misses that one from point blank range. Rebound comes down to Melissa Thompson of Hastings. Now to Raggett. Dribbles left to left, right across the free throw line. The Schomp. She two hands passes it inside now. And a foul is going to be called there as they try to get it to Bushow. And a foul is going to be called on Kenzie Duracek for Dakota Wesleyan. That's going to be her first. Going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Bushow. She has got 8 points so far in the ball game, 3 field goals, and she's 2 of 3 from the line. Wong comes out of the ball game now for the Broncos. And coming in will be Cammie Breckman. Arlene Bush out of the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And she misses the front end of the 1-1. Everybody just watches the ball drop there in the lane. They thought it was a 2-shot foul. It was not. It was a 1-1. Dakota Wesleyan has got the ball. Duracek goes for the basket. Her shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to a Bushow. Arlene Bushow with 1:20 to play. Goes to Cammie Breckman on the far sideline. The Broncos out on top by a score of 76-53. Here's the Raggett with the ball. Free throw line extended right side. The Schomp comes across the top now. Melissa Thompson has got it. Thompson being trapped out there. Gets it away to Cammie Breckman on the far sideline. The Raggett throws up a three-pointer. Shot is off the mark. No good. Battle for the rebound. Brought down there by Duracek. And a foul is going to be called as Duracek is manhandled to the floor here. A jump ball is called. And the arrow pointing in favor of Hastings. So the Broncos will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Josie Schomp will play things in for Hastings. We'll get it to Thompson, left side of the lane. Thompson one-hands it out on top, now to Breckman, back inside. Bushow grabs it, shoots, and scores. Raylene Bushow scores for Hastings. She has got 10 points in the ball game now for Hastings. And it's 78-53. The Broncos have the lead. 45 seconds to play. Here's Hart with the ball. Amanda Hart inside the free throw circle. Comes over here to Duracek, hammers it down low. Here's a shot taken by Hills. No good. Rebound comes down to Melissa Thompson of Hastings. Thompson down to Josie Schomp, hustling into the forecourt, right-handed dribble. Josie with the ball out here in three-point territory, sends it across the top to Thompson, over on the wing and the left side now to Raggett, to Cammie Breckman. Here's a pass down the lane. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Erickson. Michaela comes back the other way for Dakota Wesleyan to the far sideline to Hills. Hills moves it down in the corner to Hart. Now back inside, and Nishana's up and in. Beverly Hills scoring, or rather Brittany Hills scoring there for Dakota Wesleyan. She's got 8 points in the ball game. 78-55 is the score. We're down to 5 seconds to go, and that's pretty much going to be the ball game here this afternoon. Hastings will win their regular season finale. Hastings College winning it over Dakota Wesleyan this afternoon. Final score, Hastings 78 and Dakota Wesleyan 55. So the Broncos will close out the regular season with a mark of 12 wins and 17 losses on the season. The Broncos go 5-13 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference as they get ready for the Great Plains Athletic Conference postseason tournament that gets underway next Tuesday. Dakota Wesleyan drops to 6 wins and 24 losses on the season. They finished 2-16 in the GPAC. Again, the final score in this one, it was Hastings 78 and Dakota Wesleyan 55. Back with a recap after this.
Mohawk Carpet has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 132 years, and Boar's Floors is your Mohawk dealer and color center in Hastings. New Mohawk products are arriving at Boar's Floors, and you can get sale prices on the new Mohawk carpet, tile, laminate, and wood, plus discounts on the current Mohawk line of floor products. Now is the time to save on Mohawk Carpet at Boar's Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings. Call 46-FLOOR, that's 463-5667, Boar's Floors in Hastings.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
1230 KHAS.
So Hastings College wins it here this afternoon over Dakota Wesleyan by the score of 78-55. The Broncos get ready now for the GPAC postseason tournament coming up next week. Hastings finishes at 12-17, 5-13 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Broncos and Dakota Wesleyan went nose to nose throughout the much of the early portion of this ballgame. In fact, Dakota Wesleyan trailed just 18-17. With about 7 minutes to play in the first half, and then Hastings went on a 13-0 run to go out on top by a score of 31-17, and that's all the Broncos needed. They got it to a halftime lead of 39-23 and never looked back as the Broncos coast to the win here this afternoon over Dakota Wesleyan by a score of 78-55. Hastings getting 24 points from Alicia Stadler in the ball game here this afternoon. Stadler scoring 14 points in the first half, added 10 more in the second half. She had 9 field goals, and she was 6 out of 6 from the free throw line here this afternoon. Also in double figures was Sophia McDermott. She had 14 points, and Raylene Bushow had 10 points for Hastings. So three players scoring double figures for the Broncos, led by Alicia Stadler's 24. The other scorers for Hastings: Quincy King had 9 points in the ball game today. Brittany Wong had 6. Then 4 points apiece for Cammie Bruckman and also Frankie Peterson. 3 points for Courtney Spahn. 2 points for Melissa Thompson. 2 points for Laurel Zwiener. As Hastings finishes with 78 on the board this afternoon, they beat Dakota Wesleyan by a score of 78-55. Tigers, they got 15 points today from Brittany Pritchard and 15 points from Amanda Hart. Hart, she had a touch from the outside, hit 5 3-pointers. So the number one three-pointer shooter in the Great Plains Athletic Conference didn't hurt her status here today as she hits for 15 in the ball game against Hastings, all in three-pointers today. Other scores for DWU: Michaela Erickson had 9 points. Brittany Hills had 8. The other scorers: Kim Johnson had 5 points. 2 points for Shannon Vandermeer, and 1 point for Kinsey Doracek. Again, Hastings College winning over Dakota Wesleyan this afternoon by the final score of 78-55. Got the final numbers into the ball game here this afternoon. Dakota Wesleyan ended up shooting 33% from the field today. They were 20 out of 60 from the field. Dakota Wesleyan 10 out of 23 from three-point range for 43%. And they were 5 out of 14 from the free throw line for 35%. Hastings College in the ball game today hit 32 out of 64. They hit 50% from the field today. 3 out of 16 on three-pointers for 18%, and they were 11 out of 14 from the free-throw line for 78%. The Broncos out-rebounding Dakota Wesleyan 41-37 today, but Wesleyan had a 12-9 advantage on the offensive glass. The Broncos turned the ball over 12 times in the ball game. They forced 22 on the other end. Hastings came up with 5 block shots and 12 steals in the ball game today. Dakota Wesleyan had 1 block shot and 6 steals. Alicia Stadler leading their way for Hastings, 24 points. She just misses a double-double today. 24 points and 9 rebounds for Stadler. Same story for Brittany Pritchard. She just barely misses a double-double today as she had 15 points and 9 rebounds for Dakota Wesleyan. So each of these teams will get ready for the opening round of the Great Plains Athletic Conference postseason tournament coming up on Tuesday. And again, the final pairings will be out by the GPAC office when the games are completed later on tonight. Hastings College with the win here over Dakota Wesleyan in this ball game by a score of 78-55. We've got a lot coming up during our little break here between games as a men's game is scheduled to tip at 4 o'clock this afternoon, or about 23 minutes from right now. In Hastings, we're going to get an update on the state wrestling tournament. It's going on down at the Quest Center in Omaha. Got some other business to take care of. We'll talk with Lance Creech and a whole lot more. Folks listening to us on KMIT in Mitchell. Likewise, you've got some stuff locally to take care of, and we'll get back together here for the second half of the doubleheader at 4 o'clock this afternoon as Hastings will take on Dakota Wesleyan in the men's ball game. So stay with us. You're listening to